News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
If the 60s was known as the decade of free love, then what might we call 2018? Consent is possibly the most talked about word in the world as it forms the cornerstone of the Me Too movement. But are people now afraid to get intimate with each other? Journalist Larissa Nolan joins me to talk about intimate spontaneity. But before we get started, a quick warning, folks, that this next piece may not be suitable for younger ears. Now, Larissa, in a piece you wrote at the weekend, you said that society is trying to turn sex into a clinical procedure. What do you mean by that?
Okay, so when I say society, I mean modern society, certain sections of what would be called the contemporary feminist movement. What there's always been attempts to control sexuality and to regulate sexuality and sexual relationships. And there is currently, the latest incarnation of this is a little bit different to what you would expect. You know, so in previous years or previous centuries, you would have the Victorian parents trying to control young girls through stigma, or you would have the church trying to control them through fear. And the latest is a little bit of a turn of events, because it's people who call themselves feminists who are actually doing the controlling in this instance. So what they're trying to tell us is that the only way that you can have sex that isn't going to fall into any kind of dangerous category is when it's very well controlled and orchestrated, and effectively that it involves formal negotiations around consent before you get involved in the deed. Now, so I'm talking about into the negotiations along the lines of, is it okay if I touch you? Can I continue? Mm. Is it okay if I move here or there? Which paints women as very subservient, by the way, and puts men in a very controlling position. Because what you're saying there is that sex is something that is being foisted or forced upon women, and that men have to ask every single step of the way in order for it to be okay.
Why are we swapping passion and spontaneity for rules and regulations then? What's the ideology behind all of that?
Well, the idea, for me, I think essentially what it does is it will remove intimacy from relationships, because practically, you can say all you like, you know, that...
But why are we doing that?
Why are we doing that?
Why are these feminists doing this?
Because I said, unfortunately, over decades and over time, there has always been, and there always will be, it's a latest circle of an attempt to regulate and control relationships.
So this is a power grab. This is about power.
It's the usual situation that you hear a lot from people who claim to be liberal. What they do is they mask control as kindness and compassion. And what this is an attempt. It's an attempt at control, and yes, it's an attempt at a power grab of relationships.
But we saw, by the way, and one of the things that, one of the factors that perhaps has supported this Me Too campaign, is apart from the appalling behaviour of those nerds or those arseholes in Hollywood, but like, we saw the commentary by the rugby players that went on WhatsApp surrounding that rape trial in Belfast. Now, that doesn't paint modern young men in a particularly favourable light, does it?
It doesn't, and I feel sorry for everybody of that age caught up in that kind of, which was a porn culture that really kind of got going in the late 2000s and early 2010s. And I think that this attempt to control back, to get back control of relationships, is probably born of the fact that porn culture went too far. Girls were, I know because, you know, I was living it at the time, and I saw it all around me. There were young girls feeling like they should do certain things because that's what men wanted. You know, men were being made to feel like, I want this because this is normal. So kind of pornographic behaviour, and there was pressures there to do it. I think that this reached a point of boiling point. It boiled over, and now we have this situation where we have Puritanism repackaged as progressiveness.
But there's an argument to that. You could say that that's one argument, but the other argument would be that this new movement that you've described is there necessarily to fight back against the view. Like, because porn is so available now, it is having a very negative effect on the way males, young males, from the time they're 12, 13, the formative years now, they've access to this stuff. But so therefore, it gives them a very negative perception of women generally, and also a very negative perception of what intimacy is about. And a lot of people would disagree with you that it's not boiling over now that now it's reached its zenith. It's still there. It's still becoming a big problem.
No, I don't. What I'm saying is I completely agree that it's bad for both sides. Porn culture is bad for both women and men. We see that at the moment with young girls turning themselves into blow-up dolls using surgery with the blow-up lips and the Kim Kardashian backside. So that's pressures on them. There's pressures on young men as well. I actually feel very sorry for people caught up in that thing. But the answer to it is not to throw away sex, which, I've described it in the article in the Sunday Times as, it's the most pleasurable way for human beings to transcend our loneliness through physical love. What we're doing with this situation at the moment is it's a very interesting dynamic. What you've done is you've got women being told that men are either all predators or, potential sexual attackers. And men are being told that if you do anything out of line, if you don't ask consent every single step of the way, you are a sex attacker. So you have two people there terrified of each other. So, that completely removes all intimacy and it completely removes the bonding experience. And that's not something that should never be thrown out the window in the pursuit of changing things.
OK, we leave it there. It's definitely a subject we may come back to again.